You're listening to SBS News.
A nation's parliament should be a cornerstone of values and leadership. But within the walls of the New South Wales parliament lies what the state premier, Dominic Perrottet, has acknowledged is a toxic culture.
It is sobering, confronting and completely unacceptable. Every workplace across our state should be safe, free from harassment, from sexual harassment and sexual assault. But that is clearly not the case in the New South Wales Parliament.
A review into the state parliament by Elizabeth Broderick, the former National Sex Discrimination Commissioner, was unequivocal, revealing a culture rife with systemic bullying, as well as sexual harassment and sexism.
Parliamentarians are leaders and role models in our society. They should lead from the front. Clearly, we have a culture in the New South Wales Parliament that over time has become in many instances toxic and is wrong.
A survey of 447 parliamentary employees formed part of the Broderick Review, which found that sexual harassment and sexism occur at what the report labelled unacceptable rates, with prevalence particularly high for women and those from the LGBTIQ plus community. The independent review was commissioned last year after several complaints were raised about abuse of staff. Of those surveyed, five people said they'd experienced actual or attempted sexual assault in a New South Wales parliamentary workplace, with a number of officers described as well-known hotspots.
I've never witnessed or seen any of this behaviour in the entire time that I've been in the New South Wales Parliament. I have not seen it, but that does not mean, and it's pretty clear, that that's occurring.
The findings come only 9 months after a similarly damning independent review of Commonwealth parliamentary workplaces. Bronnie Taylor, the State Minister for Women, says this latest report has a message for perpetrators that leaves little room for interpretation.
You know who you are. And my very strong advice to you is that you do not belong in the Parliament of New South Wales. I ask you to think very long and hard about this. And I ask you to make sure that if this is you that is mentioned, get the help that you need and please leave the New South Wales Parliament.
While the findings showed that the human cost of such workplace toxicity was high, reporting rates were low. Full Stop Australia is an organisation that supports people affected by sexual abuse and violence, whether at home or in the workplace. Its CEO, Hayley Foster, says that low reporting rates denote a lack of trust in reporting arrangements.
Really, at the core of what we're seeing going on here is that people did not feel safe to make disclosures about what had happened to them because of fear of a lack of confidentiality, a fear of retribution and consequences for their career.
The state opposition leader, Chris Minns, says the issue is one which crosses party lines.
It's my view that neither side or any side in politics comes to this issue with clean hands. We all need to do better, reach across the aisle and make sure that we're making every possible effort to make the New South Wales Parliament a safe workplace.
The report makes multiple recommendations under six key areas, including making prevention and early intervention a priority, creating a safe reporting environment and transparent monitoring. Hayley Foster says the latter is key to effective change.
The most important change we need to make is to create a safe workplace for people to actually make those disclosures. And if that person decides that they want an investigation to ensue and that investigation finds misconduct, that we do need serious consequences for those individuals so that they're not getting a free pass to continue that behaviour.
The impact of harmful behaviours was found to be heightened for Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people, as well as those from culturally and linguistically diverse backgrounds. There were five recommendations in relation to addressing these cultural factors. They are working on diversity and inclusion, addressing power imbalances, improving working hours, reducing harms associated with alcohol consumption, and establishing a task force to reduce specific risks for LGBTIQ plus people. The Premier says the report will mark the beginning of cultural reform, and he's vowed to implement its recommendations.
Today, change will happen. This report will not be the end. This report will be the beginning. the beginning of a change in workplace culture for the better. We cannot have a situation where the New South Wales Parliament is not a safe place for people to work.
Tina Quinn, SBS News.